I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
So hello everybody and welcome to this special edition of This Club Is My Club. This week we're catching up with the award winners from last week's FC United Awards Night for the 2021 season. Later we're going to be hearing from Michael Donoghue, who was the winner of the FC Radio Player of the Season for last year. And we're also going to be talking to the winners of the Players Player Award and the Managers Player Award. But before that, it's to the Russell Delaney Supporters Player of the Season, and that went to Finlay Sinclair Smith, and Finlay joins us now down the other end of the phone. Well, Finn, a big thank you for joining us, and first, a big congratulations, not just goal of the season, but also winning the Russell Delaney Award as well. What's your take after last week's awards do?
I'm buzzing, really. To be honest, I weren't expecting to get Player of the Season, not only just goal of the season. I'd just like to say thanks to everyone who's voted for me, all the fans, and the lads in the team for goal of the season who voted me for that. But most of all, I'm just absolutely buzzing to have won the awards. Only being my proper season as well, which COVID's affected, but I'm just looking forward to what next season brings.
Yeah, absolutely. It was well-deserved as well. I mean, you came to the club halfway through last season, you know, all part of that big push to get us towards the promotion spot. But obviously this year, it's been cut short, but what's your take on what you achieved in the season, this half season that we've had, and what's been the transformation as well from last year to this year for you?
Day one, when I started, really, I've just been shell-shocked with the setup, the fans, or everything to do with the club is just amazing. Like you said, only half a season. I think it's been hard for everyone in the team, especially the coaching staff, everything to do with the club, the fans, because obviously FC is a big fan-based club, so it comes from the fans going to the games and stuff. What makes it such a special thing? I've become a better player since I've been at FC, from playing in the North West Counties, coming from Longridge. It just gave me that extra push playing men's football, and it made me a better player, physically and mentally. So I can't wait to build on it next season. Next season should be a bigger year for me too, so see what it brings, yeah.
I mean, you mentioned Longridge there. No disrespect to Longridge. I mean, it's a cracking club, but as an attacking player, when you get the ball on the flanks, especially if you're playing on the main stand side, attacking the SMRA, I mean, what's that like when you get the ball and you're about to take on a fullback or a defender?
There's no better feeling than that. Just receiving a ball, even you can hear the fans when you have the ball and the egging it on to get at the defender, and there's just no better feeling. And especially when I was coming on a lot of games last season off the bench and making changes to the game, say if we were down 1-0 or winning, I'd come on and make a difference. That's one of my main things what I love doing. So coming on to the FC fans and playing in front of them, there's just no better feeling. And even getting a song made for myself, that was the best. That would give me that push when he was singing my name at the end of the game and stuff. I'd always put a smile on my face going into the changing room and stuff like that. So I just can't wait to be back in front of them.
When I was speaking to Neil Reynolds in pre-season about what he's most looking forward to and that kind of thing, you did feature in those conversations, so you're clearly part of his plans for this year, and that's clearly bore fruit as the season started. What was your determination like, you know, going from a squad player to, you know, playing an integral role like you have up until the season curtailment?
It's such a good thing, because he always gives you that advice to be humble and always like not never to be scared when you're playing. Just trust what you can do with your ability. So the confidence he gives me, is I appreciate that. And like, I spoke to him last week and I asked him, like, just obviously just still want, do you want me there next season? And he was like shocked that he even asked that, because he was like, of course I do. Because of what I bring to the team, like the flairy bits, what I do in the game, like, and play other players like me, like Regan. I look at Regan and I look at him and take stuff off him as well, and what I can do the same as him. And Chaz, all different players really, but we've got a few similar players in the team. And I'm just happy that I can come into such a big club and like make a good impression. What other players can do the same as me as well.
It'll be a long ball down the line. Fowler will go up, but Amado wins it. Duffy now trying to control it. Great work from Donoghue there. Superb work from him as he blasts through here, Donoghue. Can he get a left foot shot in? Great defending, but Sinclair Smith will try and get on the end of this. He'll shoot, and he scores! And it's 3-1. Well, what a strike from Sinclair Smith, and what a sequence there. Excellent work from Donoghue. Possession was lost. Bailey with the header out there, but it wasn't decisive enough there. And Sinclair Smith pounced on it and blasted into the top corner with his right foot, and FC United into a 3-1 lead.
When it comes to highlights from this past season we've had, obviously you won goal of the season for the goal against Warrington Town. James Quinn commentated on this goal, and I know he gave you the award on the night as well. Such a beautiful strike.
We were playing really well. We were playing ball side to side, playing lovely bits of football, and I just had this slight feeling that I was going to grab a goal that night. And there I was when, like, we were on the counter attack when the Donners ran through the midfield. He did the ball for a strike, and it ricocheted off the player, went up in the air. And I had me back to the goal. And I just, like, in training, I practiced them from the left side, like the free kicks, practiced them and shooting from the left side all the time. So I knew exactly where to put the ball when the ball fell to my feet. So yeah, I look at that as one of my best goals in my career so far.
And obviously there's a difference between, you know, your best goal to your most memorable goal. And I think there might be a case for this past season as well, because obviously we could talk about the Warrington game, but Geisley as well.
Jones has got to get rid of this one, does so, but again, it will be Geisley that mop up. Gillam going backwards, but now on the turn, keeps the possession nicely. Plays it back to Nicholson. Nicholson square ball, Ben Sharif. Fowler and Griffiths trying to pressurise him. Good turn there on the right-hand side from Cowan. But FC have the ball back now. Potts. Now it's Linney. Linney into Fowler now. Fowler. 30 yards out. Fowler. Nice ball. Finley Sinclair Smith. Into the box. Sinclair Smith. Shoots. It's yes! It's yes! Taken a deflection. And FC United take a 2-1 lead here. Just as 89 minutes are out, it's an unfortunate deflection for Geisley, but Sinclair Smith there, the ball came across, and Sinclair Smith hung on to the ball, he took his time, he took the shot, and it's deflected off a Geisley defender. And in the final minute of this contest, FC United have a 2-1 lead.
That was such an important goal. Have you ever had a moment like that as a player?
Well, it was for me debut for Blackpool against Wigan in the Checker Trade Trophy. We were 1-0 down, and I come on the 79th minute and scored and equalised in the 88th. I was only 17 years old at that time, so that was such a big thing for me. I look at that Geisley goal as I look at that as well, because obviously that was in the FA Cup to go through to the next round, and the buzz what I had after, the buzz when I went in the back of the net, it was just like, I have that hunger for goal when, as soon as you get the ball, like you said, what goes through my head when I'm running at the defender? I thought at that time we needed to get a goal back, and that's exactly what I've done. I just dropped the shoulder and just, well, whenever I shoot, I just put my foot straight through it. And luckily it took a little ricochet off the defender and keeper was stuck in the mud. So yeah, the scenes after, just unbelievable. The fans were bouncing. Just to be part of that was just, the feeling was unbelievable. And then to go through to the next round, wow. It's just that feeling you have when it's as soon as I shook the ball and I lifted my head up, you know, you just see it rustle the net, and That's when I just turned and ran at Renault and just slid on my knee. That was the best part about it, really.
That made this season all worthwhile. You know, yeah. I know it was cut short in the end, but I mean that was I think one of the abiding memories from the season that's just gone. But you know, with regards to the future, and you mentioned it earlier. I mean, I know Neil said this in his at the awards about how he's keeping this squad together and that kind of thing. I mean, how much are you looking forward to pre-season and also getting the ball rolling again with regards to the competitive season when that starts in August?
That's all I want. I just want to be back at Broadhurst Park playing games, to be honest. But not even that, playing games, just to be back with the lads and have the buzz back in the changing rooms, training Tuesday, Thursday nights on the Astro Broadhurst. It's just the best part about it. I mean, I think everyone's in the same boat, what this year's brought. It's just been, I think everyone's kicking themselves now. They're watching the Premier League on the telly. They're seeing all different games on. So I think everyone wants to just be back that atmosphere where you're just in your zone and you want to be playing football. But the hardest thing about it, what I've been trying to do, is trying to keep fit and not just sit around and think, COVID's just wrecked everything. Because it'll soon be pre-season and we'll all be back to it. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to get back with all the lads and all the people involved in the club, especially the fans. Hopefully the fans will be back when we get back there as well.
Speaking of those fans, I mean, just a final word really, Finn, as well. I mean, the Russell Delaney Supporters Player of the Season is voted for by the fans. I mean, what's your message to them as we head towards pre-season?
I'd just like to thank every single fan who's involved in FC. I'd just like to say thanks and can't wait to be back up Broadhurst playing in front of you and for it to be rocking. And hopefully we be back as a better team and lift off from where we left off last season and be fit and ready to go when the season comes to start. And hopefully we'll be up there contending to win the league with South Shields. Be still chasing them next season, 100%.
Well, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. And Finlay Sinclair-Smith, the Russell Delaney Supporters Player of the Season for the 2021 season. A big thank you for joining us. All the best for what's left of the season, as it were, in bunny ears, and all the best for pre-season as well.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Finlay Sinclair-Smith there. And let's go now to the FC United Players Player of the Season. That was left-back Adam Dodd. And Adam joins us now down the other end of the line. Well, Doddy, a big thank you for joining us and a big, big congratulations. It's your second season on the trot where you've won Players Player of the Season. I mean, what does that mean to you?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it was a big surprise, really. I didn't expect it at all. I mean, on that Zoom call, I actually asked whether it was for this season or the season before because I was a bit confused. I'm proper self-critical on myself. And I knew I wasn't as good as I was my first season, which I knew would have been hard to match because obviously the number of assists and the goals I got, but I want to keep my standards to as best as I can. But I know it was a big surprise, but obviously I couldn't do it without the boys. I mean, there's a lot of good talent in that changing room and they bring out the best of me, so...
Well, you mentioned your performances this past season. I have to say this. I'm not going to divulge the commentator in question, but when FC Radio were deliberating who their player of the season was, we all came to a general consensus pretty quick. And then this one person went, "No, you're all wrong. It's Adam Dodd." So clearly to that person, you know, and to your teammates, it clearly shone through your performances. I mean, your first season at the club, it was ridiculous how many goals you were scoring. And as a fullback, you can't really do that every week, can you, I suppose?
No. To be honest, the way the gaffer's instilled the way we play, obviously it allows me to go forward. And I put that pressure on myself every game now. If I don't assist or score or create a match-winning opportunity, then to me, I've had an average game. So that's the pressure what the gaffer's put on me as well. I remember in pre-season, he had a bit of a pop at me saying, "How many goals have I scored this pre-season? And how many assists have I made?" And I think I could only come back to him with one. And that was the game before we played Trafford in that cup final, which was still a cup final for me. Mm-hmm. Still a trophy on the line, mate. No bones about it. It weren't a pre-season friendly with me. So, and obviously, I got the assist with Morgan Smith. But I don't mind that getting some criticism at times because obviously it makes you play better.
And now Dodd with a great run into the box, left right side. Dodd twisting and turning. It's a great shot and it's a goal. It's Hampson Smith. And after some great work from Dodd, Hampson Smith comes in and makes the run. and finishes with aplomb. And finally, FC break the deadlock.
Your teammates recognised your performances this year. The gaffer certainly did as well, because you played in every single game and you were only subbed off once in all that time. So that level of consistency there, I mean, how do you go about achieving that during the season? Because that's no easy task, especially in non-league.
No, I mean, I guess my fitness helps me a lot. I think that's one of my main attributes, that I can get up and down. Obviously, the way we played that position for me and Aaron, it's demanding. It's funny as well, because when Potsy announced the award, I was saying how Potsy's the shouter and screamer in the training room. And the way I am compared to him, I'm just a chilled person. But I guess that's me trying to reserve my energy, because the screaming and shouting Potsy does, I guess I let my running do that talking. So yeah.
And with regards to, you know, your performances this past season, have you got a particular highlight, a game that sticks out in your mind where you go, that's where I smashed it this year? That was the one.
Yeah, probably Stafford Rangers, where we won 2-1 at home.
Cockerline holds it up, left hand side, back to Dodd. Dodd plays it to Potts. Potts about 30 yards out. Potts spreads it out left hand side. Regan Linney just outside the box. Brilliant. Great run from Dodd. Can he get a cross in? Checks. Plays it back for Linney. Can Linney float something in? Back to Dodd. Dodd now with a cross. Out comes Fowler!
Yes!
It's 2-1, and it's absolutely perfect, and it's totally deserved. The ball was played out to Dodd. Really patient football from FC on the left-hand side. Linney to Dodd, perfectly there, and Fowler in space with a perfect header down to the keeper's left-hand side. No chance for Lewis King this time, and FC United go 2-1 in front.
Experience of before that, we were getting draws, and we've been playing really well. And most of the draws we got previously before that, we deserved to win by a country mile. But I think Stafford Rangers stands out for me, and I got the assist in that game. It was the winner, I think, which Michael Fowler scored. So yeah, probably that game.
It's weird, because the interviews I've been doing on this show this week, you know, I've been talking about the Curzon game, the Warrington game, Guiseley, obviously. But no one's mentioned that Stafford Rangers one. I mean, I'm quite intrigued. But, you know, like you say, I mean, that was a bread and butter game. And if we were going to do well in the league, it's matches like that where you have to perform well.
I mean, I think with the big games against the likes of Warrington and obviously Curzon Ashton's in the FA Cup, I think nobody questions what we're going to do in those games, because it seems like everybody steps up the games. But during the season, it's the teams that are down the bottom end. So obviously, mentality is a big part of every game. And it's that psychological effect where it doesn't matter where a team is in the league, you've got to perform, because in that league, anyone can beat anyone. And I think that was our first 3 points, was it, the season?
You're right, that was our first win.
And we needed to get 3 points instead of the draws.
And with regards to, you know, your career at FC United now, obviously if we take COVID out of the equation, it's 2 seasons you've had with the club since joining. How much are you enjoying it? Because got Finlay Sinclair Smith coming on as an attacking winger. I'm going to be asking him what's it like receiving the ball and having that crowd cheering you on. But the same goes for you most of the time, being an attacking fullback.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's the best non-league club by a mile for me. I wouldn't rather play it for anyone else. And I just want to reiterate to what Potsy said as well on that Zoom call. And it's just a thanks to all the fans, really, and everyone involved at the club throughout what they've done since COVID struck. And I mean, the boys never expected to get a penny. And I speak on behalf of all the lads that can't thank everyone enough for what they've done. And it's a good tight-knit dressing room, and it's a healthy one. It'll only breed success for next season. But just want to thank everyone for what they've done, basically. And everyone involved at the club and all the volunteers throughout what they've been doing. They're a credit to themselves. And the only way we can repay that next season is a success, which is hopefully promotion.
You mentioned that dressing room there as well, and it's just a point, really, because I obviously do the MPL show, and I used to speak to Neil Reynolds all the time when he was Bamber Bridge manager. And there's something about this dressing room here, isn't there, where, you know, it's got a good mix of laid-back individuals like yourself, you know, the shouters like Charlie Ennis and Michael Potts. And tell us about the makeup of the dressing room and what it's like being a part of it.
I mean, I was at Bamber Bridge for three and a bit years, I think. And for me to go to a new team, you've recruited a whole new set of lads, obviously it could only go two ways, either horribly wrong or really well. And for us to finish second in our first season, and I would have fancied us to go up as well, and I'm sure everyone else would have, is a remarkable achievement. And that's a credit to the gaffer and all the staff for the players you've recruited. And I think, obviously, we had a bad start earlier on in the season. But I think the way we clicked, I think it looked like we've been playing together for years. And that can only grow as well.
I mean, how much are you looking forward to next season? Because, you know, I mean, I was speaking to somebody off air about the fact that obviously we had a difficult year when we got relegated, and it was difficult circumstances off the field as well. The last couple of seasons, it feels like the club's got its mojo back, and that's a lot to do with this dressing room here. I mean, how much are you looking forward to next season and competing with the likes of South Shields, Basford, Warrington and all that?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, it's made me hungry to get back. Can't wait to get back. And just to have all the fans back in, I think it will just instill a whole new real hunger for us to go and do well. And this team can compete with any of the likes of South Shields, your Warringtons. And obviously, I don't think we've got half as the budget they've got. But yeah, the talent in that dressing room, I'd be disappointed if we didn't go up, definitely.
Well, Adam Dodd, FC United's Players' Player of the Season, well, for the 2019-20 season and the 2021 season as well. So a big congratulations, big thanks for joining us, and look forward to seeing you at a football match soon.
No worries, thank you very much, Ben. Cheers.
Adam Dodd there, FC United's Players' Player of the Season. Let's go to the Manager's Player of the Season now. That went to attacking midfielder Charlie Ennis, and Charlie joins us now down the other end of the phone. Well, Charlie, a big thank you for joining us, and congratulations, Manager's Player of the Season. I mean, what does that accolade mean for yourself?
Obviously, I mean, it's a great achievement. I think I'd like to think it's probably one of the better ones, just with it coming from, you know, somebody who you're supposed to look up to, who's, you know, who's the leader of the pack, as it is. For me personally, it's a great achievement, just with it coming from the gaffer himself. And I know what type of person he is. He would have looked over everything with a fine tooth comb, like he always does. So for me to take that award, it's a good personal achievement.
Yes, absolutely. And obviously, we'll treat it as if it was a full season. We all know why it wasn't and all that. But the trajectory you were on, it was mirroring what you achieved in your first season at the club. Very, very impressive performances, important goals and that kind of thing. I mean, what's it been like playing for FC United over the last two seasons, if you can call them seasons?
It's been strange circumstances. But like you said, in the first season, up until, you know, right until the end, it was as normal as ever. And I'd probably say it's probably been one of the most enjoyable parts of my career. I've loved the club. I feel like I've adapted to the surroundings, worked with the philosophy of the club, and I've just felt like it's worked for us both as a player and as a club. And I think it's definitely got the best out of me, and I've been really enjoying my football. So I mean, obviously this season's been slightly different. But again, we went into that season not knowing that it was going to be another lockdown, etc. Obviously, we knew we was a bit sceptical, you know, without fans in certain games and limited fans, etc. But it was still the same principles. It was still the same personal and collective goals. And yeah, I've really enjoyed it. I mean, I feel like I know I'm getting older, but I feel like I'm a big part of the squad, and maybe that's helped me as well personally to feel like I'm an important figure on and off the pitch. So yeah, I've enjoyed it, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Now, I was going to ask you about that. I was actually going to save that for maybe after the fourth or fifth season, but I might as well ask you now, because obviously when you look back at your career, there's been so many clubs that you played for and got such a good non-league pedigree. Is it starting to feel like home now, FC United? And how important was it for you at this stage to do this and to become an integral part of the squad the way you have done?
You've just said, Ben. I mean, you hit the nail on the head by saying that I've had so many clubs. I've had a good pedigree, and I've had a decent non-league career in terms of, you know, standard of football that I've been playing at. But for me personally, I've just felt that other than maybe Staley Bridge, mm-hmm. at a point where I had a really, really good spell, I just felt like I never really got settled, or maybe I got itchy feet, maybe it was thinking the grass is greener, you know, I can't put my finger on what it was at the time. Maybe it was just being young and naive and just a number of different things, but I've always felt that I've always had ability, and I've always been told I've had ability. It's just about, you know, finding that place where you feel that you're most comfortable, and whether that's just come with age and whether it's just a mixture of different things, or just like you said, it does feel like, oh, I've said many a time that I hope to stay at the club, and I mean this when I say this, that I'm not looking to move. It'd take me, well, I'd go as far as saying that I wouldn't move. I wouldn't look at moving unless I felt like I had no other option. But I'm loving my time at the club. I hope that I can carry on playing for many, many more seasons and then eventually be involved in the club in some way, whether that's coaching, management, or whatever. But yeah, it's a great place to be at, and somewhere where not only myself, but my family are involved. They come and watch the games. It's local. My kids are growing up. So, yeah, it ticks all the boxes.
Oh, great stuff. And shall we talk about some of your highlights from the past season then? Because one sticks out in my mind, and I don't even think it was... Was it your goal? Can we class it as your goal, the one against Curzon Ashton in the FA Cup?
Yeah, we can class it as my goal, definitely.
Charlie Ennis to take this free kick. It's more or less a corner. It's about 5 yards from the corner flag. 4 yards or so in from the byline over on this left-hand side. Everyone out on the far post area from a red shirt perspective. Ennis to the near post. Oh, it's an own goal! I think it's an own goal on the near post. It was flicked on by defender over goalkeeper Roberts into the far post. And that is a goal... I think we have to give it to Charlie Ennis, really, don't we, Paul, on 71 minutes.
It was a good day. It was a good day all around. Personally, I felt like it was probably one of my best games this season. It was an important game at the time as well, obviously, not just with it being the FA Cup, but the fact that we're playing a team in the league above. And we kind of, obviously, we've been playing, and that was their, if I remember rightly, that was their first competitive game. So we went into that game a bit unknown. We felt like we had the edge on them in terms of match fitness at competitive level, but you know yourself, sometimes a team can just surprise you. We didn't know how good they would be or how poor they would be. We knew they'd signed some big names. They were throwing a bit of money around, so it was quite an important game, and we wanted to have a run in the FA Cup. So, but I felt like as a team, we really played well on the day. Personally, like I said, I felt like it was one of my better performances, and with it being one of my old clubs as well. And it was a little bittersweet as well. And playing against former teammates, it always just adds that little bit of extra bite. So yeah, it was a good day, and I'll definitely take a goal and an assist on that day.
Yes, and you scored a few goals in the FA Cup. Obviously, you scored against Pontefract Coles too, and the game against Geisler. I mean, I remember interviewing you. I can't remember if it's the start of this season or the start of last season, and I was asking how many goals you're going to score and that kind of thing. But it's just your all-round game, really. It's not just scoring, is it? It's set pieces, penalties too, and assists. Yeah. I mean, you must be dead pleased. You know, that's been recognised by the manager, and it's definitely something to hit the ground running for next season.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I set myself at maybe 15, 20 goals, and I'd like to think in a side where we're going to, I'd like to think we'll dominate a lot of games of football at this level. Like I said, we've got a good squad, so we're going to win more games than we lose. So, you know, personally for me, if I can impact that by, you know, getting assists, scoring goals, playing my part in the team, then I'm doing my job as it is. But it's been a successful season and a bit so far, but I still feel that there's more to offer for me personally. That's kind of what excites me. And I think that's what the gaffer and Brian have also said as well, that they feel that even though I'm a big part, that I can also play even more and make us even better, along with not just myself, you know, a lot of lads have got even bigger potential than me with age on the side. But I feel like we've been good, but we can be even better, which is really exciting.
You mentioned what you could offer the squad. I mean, you were captain for the best performance of the year, I think, against Warrington. Obviously, it's Potts' job, but you stepped in there and led the team to a brilliant victory. So, I mean, how much are you looking forward to next season and that promotion push? Because, you know, I mentioned Warrington there. There's obviously the South Shields, Batesford and all that. I mean, it's nothing's changed with regards to how competitive it's going to be.
No. Just touching on the captaincy side. It's been well documented that, you know, I'm quite a vocal figure and one that organises things in the changing room. Me and Potsy have gone back a long way, so he never felt like I was ever stepping on his toes. We're close friends. So, and like I mentioned in the season of the Worlds on the Zoom meeting, Potsy gives you certain things, and I try to be that person, which is without stepping on Donners' toes in the past couple of seasons. But I just feel like with my experience, I was able to add something to the dressing room. And obviously, with being vice-captain this season, there will be times where I'll probably have to wear the armband at times, and I'm relishing it. But, yeah, like I said, it's going to be a tough season. There's some big clubs in there. But nothing that worries us in terms of, we know if we're right and we look after ourselves, we've got a real chance, Ben, and we honestly think that, not just from the players, but from the staff. And I think even, I'd like to think that it's even running from top to bottom. And I think even the fans, you know, without being cocky, are quietly confident that we're moving in the right direction, which is just makes it just even more exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Charlie Ennis, FC United's manager's player of the season for the 2021 season. A big congratulations. Enjoy the remainder of what has been this season, and all the best for pre-season.
Cheers, Ben. Thanks for your time, mate.
So it's now time to announce the big winner, the most prestigious award of them all, the FC Radio Player of the Season. And of course, it is Michael Donoghue, and Donna's joins us now down the other end of the phone. Big congratulations for winning the biggest award of them all, Mike. So how do you feel?
Yeah, it was one I was hoping for, the most prestigious award. No chance, I was made up to get it. Obviously, I had a good start to the season. I think the commentators, the radio team, gave me man of the match for quite a few of the first few games of the season and that. So, but yeah, to be given obviously a player of the season, or even though it was a short season, it was like obviously an honour I was made up of it.
Oh, brilliant stuff. And I was just going to say about this past season, because it's been, when we talk about when you joined the club, it was more for an attacking side of it. This season, it's been number four, where you've been putting in the best performances, in my humble opinion. I mean, how do you, what's your thoughts on that transition you've made?
It's a position I've really enjoyed, to be honest. And it's going back to when I was like a kid. I used to play centre mid when I was like talking like 8, 9 years old, when I was playing from a side of the league team. And then when I went into academy football, I kind of got taught wide and stayed there ever since. But I think obviously as I've got like a little bit older, a bit more experienced and better kind of like position wise and tactically, I do feel like it's a position that I'm probably feel most comfortable in, and it keeps me involved in the game a lot more as well, which is what I enjoy, like kind of being in the middle of the action and being able to kind of like run around and get involved and get on the ball. So I'm enjoying it massively.
No, brilliant. And when it comes to the three seasons we're talking about, we'll pretend that this season's been a full season. We all know why it hasn't, but certainly the trajectory you're on, like you say, putting man of the match performances week in, week out at times. I mean, it's ridiculous at the start, that's for sure. But when we talk about that journey you've been on, what's the dressing room like now? Because it does feel like when we do get a season finished, we're certainly going to be challenging for promotion.
Yeah, I think obviously I've been there for quite a while. So I go back to when I first came to FC, there was a lot of changes. Like you'd turn up for training and be four or five new lads, and you could even turn up on a match day and there'd be like someone in the squad who you'd never met before. There was just such a massive turnover of players, where now even the gaffer's coming, Reynolds coming, really stabilised it. You know, we've got really tight-knit group of players. You've seen like the same faces over the last couple of seasons, and I think next season you're going to be seeing the same face as well, obviously, plus a few additions who, from what I've heard, are great lads as well. So I think that's the thing. In the change room, you've got, there's no big egos. Everyone's just there because they want to play for FC, they want to play in front of the crowd. It's not a club that people come to for money or anything. People come to FC United to play in front of the brilliant fans that we've got in because they love football. So I think that's what's so special about this squad.
We were doing the team of the decade, obviously, when this new decade started. We mentioned you, actually, in that list, because you're clocking up the appearances now, and you're only 23 games off, you know, making the big 100 appearances for the club. You're still young as a player. You're clocking up the appearances, and before you know it, you'll be an FC veteran if you're not careful.
I know it is mad to think, like, I was there when I was there before, like, anyone, I think, in
the
squad.
Yeah, you were.
Except Shadi, because obviously Menno came in not long after I'd joined. I was initially on loan from Fleetwood. It was Shadi who brought me in. So, yeah, I've seen obviously quite a bit change in even just a short amount of time. I could say the club's kind of gone through a lot, but, like, yeah, I've obviously loved every single second of being there. It's the club that I've actually got back to enjoying my football at now. I kind of owe a lot to the club, the supporters, the staff there for actually getting me to a position where I'm loving playing week in, week out when we actually are playing.
We mentioned the dressing room earlier, and you know, we should talk about how much you enjoy football, because I think everyone is at the club, not just those playing, but also those watching too. And you're my last interview that I've done on the show, and the other three interviews, they've talked and talked and talked, and they've been engaging and they've wanted to talk. If that's a representation of the dressing room, I mean, how it should be no surprise that, you know, everyone's on it week in, week out, and you're all driving each other on. I mean, what's it like at the moment, do you feel, being a part of that squad?
I think every single lad you can, like, talk to would just say what a great group of like, lads we've got, and even that, that extends to the staff as well, everyone else that can be on the scenes. But like, we all really get on. There's no big egos, there's no rifts in the team. When we have a bad game, obviously, or there's a bad team performance, like, lads are at each other, but in a supportive way, like a helpful way. You know, there's no conflict in the team at all. And it's brilliant to see everyone just comes to training and buzzes off each other, loves being around the place. I know there's lads doing runs in the group chat. You know, everyone's kept in touch, been putting stuff on. What they've been doing and keeping everyone up to date with how they're getting on. So, like I said, it's surreal. I've been obviously involved in other teams before, in other football clubs, and I've never really had this team spirit before, so it's special.
On the turn is Linney, edge of the box. Linney, nice looking ball. Oh, and then it hits the post within a whisker of a hat-trick, but it comes out now to Griffiths, who thinks about a shot. But now it's with Donoghue. Donoghue takes it towards the box. Linney tries to get it back to Donoghue. Donoghue left footed. It's 5-0. FC United tearing Pontefract apart here. Couldn't deal with it there, Pontefract. A couple of misplaced clearances. And Donoghue got the ball from Linney there on the turn with his left foot. Great finish. Well placed. No chance for Emery. FC United with a quintet. And there's still 10 minutes to go to half time.
When we talk about your performances this past season, we've already touched upon it about the, you know, the man of the match performances, and it was getting ridiculous the amount of times Renault would come up for a post match interview and saying, "So Donoghue's man of the match again." The performance against Pontefract Coles. Have you got a particular favourite performance from the past season?
Well, I'm trying to think of what games. There wasn't really that many that. What was the first game of the season?
Nantwich, the 1-0 draw.
Nantwich, I think that's one that kind of stands out for me, because, like, I don't know if you remember, but I actually wasn't in the... So pre-season I'd played right back, I'd played number 10, I'd played out wide. I hadn't actually even played centre mid in pre-season. When it came to actual season, I wasn't in the starting 11 for that game, and then Griff got injured in the warm-up, which obviously meant that I got my opportunity and got put into a position that obviously I'd played a bit in the previous season. I felt like I'd done well there, but I hadn't played all pre-season and I got man of the match that game. So I think that one stands out for me in particular, just because I did feel there's quite a bit of pressure going on to me into that game. Obviously, not being in the starting 11, I was like, I've got to play well here, or I want, because obviously I want to be playing for the next week. And then I think that game really just kick-started my momentum, and obviously took that into the next game, and the game after, and the game after, and kick-started my season really.
And how much are you looking to maintain that momentum as well? Because, like we touched upon, this past season's where, you know, you've gone, right, this I'm having this. Looking forward to doing that again for next season as well, especially given how competitive it's going to be in that top half of the table.
Yeah, well, it's on my mind every single day when I'm training. That's my main focus. You know, obviously it's been hard kind of like over lockdown to... I think for a lot of people to keep motivated and train and, you know, do the hard work kind of behind the scenes. But for me, I've just been doing everything I can
to make sure that when the new season starts, because after when we first went into it, I didn't know if it was going to start over a month, 2 months, 3 months. Obviously, I know now it's not until next season now, but like, I've been every day when I'm training, that's just kind of like in my mind, like when next season comes and we're going to pre-season, I want to be in the best shape possible to carry on from where I left off this season.
Well, Michael Donoghue, a big thank you for joining us. Winner of the most prestigious award of them all, the FC Radio Player of the Season. Big congratulations again. Very, very well deserved. And look forward to seeing you on a football pitch soon, my friend.
No worries. Thanks, Ben.
FC Radio's Player of the Season, Michael Donoghue, there joining us this week on this special edition of This Club Is My Club. And a big congratulations, not just to the award winners, but to everyone involved at FC United this past season. It's a real pleasure commentating and covering this squad, as we have done this past year. And just can't wait to see them all playing football again, that's for sure. But a big thank you to Michael Donoghue, and a big congratulations to Michael Donoghue. Big congratulations to Charlie Ennis and to Adam Dodd, and to Finlay Sinclair Smith. But that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. You all make sure that you have a lovely week, and take care and stay safe. We'll see you soon. Bye bye.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.